The Zechanish Masavi Mori Yaakov and Yisrael Pilchas, the Zechanish Mas Daniel Shainabas and Yeshua Falak. Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. Okay.
Good morning.
Okay. Today we're continuing Packet Lamed, right? In Yonah Pikuch Nefesh Packet Lamed. Does everyone have that?
That's Poskim Vitakonos?
Psokim Vitakonos, yeah. Okay. So there's a fascinating. Again, yesterday we started talking about some of the things that Rabbi Akiva Eiger expounded during the cholera epidemic, and the different things that he suggested about the seating in shul, about the establishing of multiple kadeshim at the same time. So let's see. There's some different things that we're going to see now about the from Rabbi Akiva Eiger and from the Chasam Sofer regarding the pandemics of their time. So it's interesting, in the Sefer called Psokim V'Takanos of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it was put out from a Ksav Yad by Rav Nosson Gestetner, Zatzal, and we begin here on page 2 and 3. We've discussed this here on the bottom of page 2. Kalalei hanhagas l'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur shnas tafkuf tzari beis l'kal adas yishurin. See, he had another kal adas yishurin. Po posna. So, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is writing about the pandemic of the time and different things that he wanted to be instituted in the shuls, specifically for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now, of course, you can't just say, well, this is what he did, and therefore this is what we should do, because, again, there are different times in the pandemics, you know, what he could have been talking about is not necessarily what we're holding now. You know, I'm not here to just... It's interesting to see the pandemic of that time and different ways it was dealt with, and now how to therefore extrapolate it to our time is a different question, because, you know, what he was talking about in his time is not necessarily where we could be on a different state than the time that he was talking about then. So right now, if you write on page 3, Os Aleph, he writes, Bechol Bate Knesios Hein Be'ezras Anoshim Hein Be'ezras Noshim Mutar Yeheb Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur Litpos Rak Es Machtzis HaMekomos. He says he wants that half should be empty. In other words, you should not fill the whole shul. He says, just take half the Mekomos. B'tzur Kazu Shal Yad Kol HaMokom Sheyoshim Bo HaMokom HaSheni HaGovel Imo Lo Yatofus. In other words, there should be a seat and an empty seat, and a full seat and an empty seat. Every other seat should be vacated. Okay, Rag Machtzis Mibala Hemakomus, Bebate HaKnesses Yelhem Gisha, Bebate HaKnesses Biyomim Mikdoshim Ha'elo. So half of them will be full and half will be empty. So the question is, now apparently that would mean, in other words, the assumption is the shuls were full. You know, in a regular Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, every seat would be taken. So if we're going to have such a situation where we're going to have half empty, half full, that means that half of the people won't be able to be in shul on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Alkein rak machtzis mibalei hamekomos bebatei haknesses yelhem gisha lebatei knesios biyomim kedoshim elo. Kevin shulchol balei hamekomos zechuyos shavos. Now, everyone here has equal rights to be in shul. Each of them are members, right? Mi nitche mipnei mi. So how are we going to decide who gets preference over who? L'chein ha-machtzis ha-achas titpos es mekomosem batei knesios b'shnei yom tovim shol Rosh Hashanah ha-machtzis ha-shniyeh b'yom kippur laila v'yom. So he says, so half the people will come to shul on Rosh Hashanah, and half the shul will come on Yom Kippur, which is an interesting way of doing it. I always say that, you know, that coming to shul in Rosh Hashanah is much is more chashuv than Yom Kippur, because you have the shofar blowing, and the shofar, not everyone is able to just blow shofar on themselves, and even if you are, you know, you want to do it in the context of the Shmon Esrei with the Chazaras Hashat. So I always say the two most important days in the year to come to shul is Purim and Rosh Hashanah. Purim and Rosh Hashanah, because not everyone knows how to read the Megillah, and not everyone knows how to blow shofar. And if you know how to blow shofar, it's Al Seder Hatkiyas. The other days of the year, of course, it's important to come to shul. But technically, you know, the Yom Kippur davening, you can daven by yourself, and the other davening, you can daven by yourself. Obviously, the Kriyas HaTorah is important, things like that. But to me, you know, if I would be in this situation, I would try to be for the people that got, you know, the tickets for Rosh Hashanah over Yom Kippur. But that's the way he decided. Every other seat should be vacated, and it should be, and half the people will come in Rosh Hashanah, and half the people will come on Yom Kippur. Now the question is, so how do you decide who's coming on Rosh Hashanah and who's coming on Yom Kippur? It's not just, as I said, if I would be there at that time, I would definitely put in my vote to come to shul on Rosh Hashanah over Yom Kippur. But he says on Beis, Os Beis, in the second arrow, he says, "Kadesha tusag ha-matara she-mikol shenei mekomas yeshiva batek nasiyos yishar ha-echad chofshi kadei l'gmo mi yitpos es mekom Rosh Hashanah mi yom Kippur." So they'll have a goral. They'll have a draw lots. Became in Chakolam Moshavim Batignosios Misuparam Kisidram, Bemisparam Aleph 1, 2. So if you got Mispar Aleph, that means you're Rosh Hashanah. Tofesim came Mispar Aleph, Gabi Yom Kippur. You'll be number two. So basically, they're going to have, I guess, even numbers and odd numbers. So if you're in your lot, you picked
one
or you know an even number. So you'll go on Rosh Hashanah. And the ones that are even numbers, they'll go on Yom Kippur, and that's and they'll have this type of goral, which there's some people in Gimel that will always be able to go. The Avbezdin, the Dayanim, you know, the Bali Tfilos, you know. The Rebbetzin, the Gabos, you know, some people who are, you know, will always have their opportunity to go. But that's the way. And then, you know, he's going to be, and then on page 4 he discusses that they're going to print, you know, they print out these cards. And they're going to get these cards and they and then they're going to have to present them. And oh, hey, Shem Shmiras HaSeder, Yishu Mishmer Tzvoi, because there'll be somebody from the army, and some soldier in the doorway of the shul. Sheish la, and you have to show it to him. And that was his way, and then it's interesting to see how he envisioned the davening should go. On page and in the same page here in Os Tes, he says, "Bashana Tishachna Tfilas Min Yigdal and Acher Kol Hatkiyas Acher Tfilas Musaf Chamei Shows Bilvad." He said davening on Rosh Hashanah 5 hours. The shuls will open at 5 in the morning. And they'll start davening Yigdal at 5:30. And at 10:30, everyone will go home. That's a pretty good setup. You know, you come to shul at 5, you get prepared, you start at 5:30, and the davening will end at 10:30. And the hamitzvahs timcharna b'chol pam be'erev shel lefnei kein. There was whatever kibudim they're going to sell, they'll do that at Maariv, the night before. And anyone who gets an aliyah, you see, they had aliyahs, kol misha olal Torah, yuchol asas rak misha berech echad. One misha berech, and then hapiyutim shel lefnei hakedusha shachris, bin melech hamishpat uviyom shini min asher miyasev chayim piyutim shem machus zichor shos l'musofen, etc. So some piyutim, between the ones that are between machuyos zichronos and shofers, they won't say, lo yomru kal. And he says, balei hatfilos lo yarichu klal uklal benigudim uvechazonos. Rak yomru hatfilos mila b'mila v'yatimena b'regesh uvekavona. So he says they shouldn't oiske schlep the davening. And then he writes also that everyone is mechuyev to eat before they come. Kol echad mechuyev l'achol, page 5. Os Yud Aleph. Kol echad mechuyev l'achol dvar ma heim baboker v'afilu im kvar yom chayfu l'fachas lishtos te. And they didn't want people to, they wanted people to be nourished. And then he writes in Yud Beis, Sagon av bezin modim shakol mi shemargish chul shakala biyoser. If somebody is weak, b'chuyif tekev achet chiyah shofar lechaz lebeisov lechol. Right, this is the whole discussion about making kiddush on Rosh Hashanah. You know, in the yeshivas they make kiddush before shofar. In the yeshivas that, you know, they daven, they come home till 5 o'clock. So they make, and Rav Henkin, you know, didn't like that. He was very, Rav Henkin had some, like, things that he was very known to be very strongly opinionated about. So one thing is he didn't like people to make kiddush before shofar. So he said like this, that if you have to eat, you should even eat, make kiddush after the kiyas de biyushuf. That was Rav Henkin Shita, to make kiddush after the kiyas de biyushuf, and not like with the minhag of yeshivas.
So all the patients were held the same way.
So that's what he held, Rav Henkin. And therefore, this, now we're going back to, you know, the time of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And he says that you should make the, after the Kiyas Shofar, you should go home and eat and make Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Even though it's going to be a hefsek between the Kiyas D'Miyushav and the Kiyas D'Bu'umad, says, doesn't matter. Ki take a vachas shachar tchal chiv kiddush zeh v'yeshal atzos al mokum suda. Aval kodem tkiyas shofar rak ti'ima ba'alma mutar. V'chein rak mekoshi rav v'yeshal atzos kiddush mokum suda kodem tkiyas shofar. He says because you really need kiddush mokum suda. So we're makil, you know, like the Gaonim, we just have like a piece of cake or something like that. But really he wants you to have a kiddush mokum suda. So he says go home. And he then come back. Gram Kadesha Ishlo Yachar Tfilas Musa Balachar Shabtinu, Pobati Gnosis Erechatsi Shom Yatchals Tfilas Musa. He says they should wait to make sure the people who had to leave could go back, could come back.
But there's no Indian of Hasaka.
Right. You say Hasaka is a nice thing. We're trying, but he thinks that this halacha is more chashuv than the Hasaka halacha. I mean,
Pikuach,
I don't know if it was mamash, but even so, this is more chashuv than, and that's where Rav Henker Ara Yom Hazeh. If you look at the Ezra's Torah calendars, the luach of Ezra's Torah, they always put in Rav Henkin's thing. Rav Harfinis writes in his sefer, I don't know, I wasn't there, but he said that at Rav Henkin's Levaya, they made an announcement that anyone who makes Kiddush before Tekiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah shouldn't touch the Aron. Okay, that was, again, I didn't verify it, but this is printed in one of Rav Harfinis' farm. So that's how he envisioned. I mean, it's a pretty regular davening. I mean, it's 5 hours. Right? I mean, most, like a shul that, maybe a little shorter. I mean, like shuls that today that start, what, 8 o'clock, they end at 2 or something like that. 1:30. So basically he envisioned that the people should come at 5 in the morning, start Yigdal at 5:30, and all the davening should end at 10:30. That's what Rabbi Kivager writes. This is for the pandemic of his time. And then he has a schedule for Yom Kippur as well on page 7. He says on Yom Kippur they should open the shuls at 4:30. That's when the soldier will come to be there. And at 5:45 they should start Yigdal. And they shouldn't say Slichas. Most shuls today they only say Slichas at Mariv and at Nila. Rav Soloveitchik was into saying Slichas at all the things, so in the Wayu Minyanim they like to say Slichas. But Rabbi Kivega says in this pandemic they shouldn't say Slichas on Yom Kippur, not at Shachas, Musaf, and Mincha. Again, most people today don't say Slichas at those tefillahs even when there's no pandemic. And he says Yom Rachmecha Rabbi Pamacha Shlosh say Minyos. And he takes out piyutim, etc. And then he writes here on page 8, he says that the chazan of Shachris should be mekatzer b'chazonus, and therefore it should end Kriyas HaTorah, and Yisker should end at 10:30, and the chazan should start Musaf at 11:30. They can say Tehillim, and he should end by 3, and then the Chazan of Mincha should start at 4:15, etc. So these were he had it all mapped out here, Rabbi Kivager, of what. And then he writes here in Yud Zayin, he says, Yom Kippur derites al kein ha-gonav bezin, bezin tzedek, einam yicholim, laka bofen klol bein ha-tainis. He says, Yom Kippur, you can't just stam be mekel, ulam kadei l'chol echot hiya, his damnus lishol, batzis rofei, b'yadim argashas chul shol, shul shul chashvon, yu, shnei rofim l'chim. He said, there should be 2 doctors present in shul the whole day. B'meshach kol ha-yom b'cheder ha-kohol, I guess there's one place, I don't know, that they had all that the doctors will always be on call the whole day. I don't know, it was in some cheder hakohol, he calls it. And anyone had any questions, they would go there. And that's what he would say. He says, "Over al zehareu mitzchayv benafsho, lo benafsho b'var ki yochol yos takola al yado and tefasho sacheres." So for omer v'tein din of nafsho v'nafsho sacheres. Okay, so you have to follow these rules. Okay, that was Rabbi Kivager. So now let me show you something from the Chasam Sofer. So the Chasam Sofer. There are 2 things I want to show you from the Chasam Sofer, who also is talking. about the pandemic of excuse me, of the time. And the Chasam Sofer is two places where I want to point out something from the Chasam Sofer. Let's see, one I think is on page 12, where he speaks about the chiyuv to make a Birkas HaGomel for the people that were not well during the pandemic and got better. He says they have a chiyuv to make Birkas HaGomel. Let me see if I can find out that line where he writes that. Okay, I don't see it right away. One second. Let me see. Give me one more second. Okay, I don't see it right now, but he does write that that the people that were not well and got better should make a Birkas HaGomel. These are the drushes of Chassid, so it's in the middle of a whole long drushes that he has here on Parshas Vayeshev that he writes about. Okay, but let me show you another thing, and then maybe we'll get back and see it. Take a look on page 13. So he writes something very fascinating on page 13, on the bottom right. This again, this is packet Lamed, at the bottom right. He says, Achar. He says, "V'achar kol zos nodel Hashem Elokeinu al chesed gadol shehifli al das hapela al talmidim bnei yeshiva Hashem aleim yichyu." He says he talks about the talmidim from his yeshiva. He says, "Shelopoga b'shum echad mehem shum choli umachov." He says none of the talmidim in the yeshiva got sick from the pandemic. V'lo shum inyan mi'inyan acholi ahu. He says the chiyuv of praising Hashem is not only on the Bnei HaYeshiva, Akol Bnei HaKihila, Ki Bizchusam Vitzitkosam Hayasozos Lanu Asher Evar. Why? So he says like this. He says that Ki Yadua Mufursam L'Rabim Rav Tuv Bnei Kilasenu. He says the people in the community are supporting the yeshiva close to 26 years now. He says that there are different times. He says, "V'yesh v'yesh anoshim asheinayim tzara uporim piyam." Sometimes the people in the community resented the yeshiva. So things don't change. So they resented. They have to pay to support a yeshiva. There was resentment. "V'yesh v'yesh anoshim asheinayim tzara." Uporim piyam ki kasha aleim ol sivla b'chol zos lo poga v'lo noga behem shum odam me'olam v'al kolponim dovis v'asayim achl machzor v'idei b'zman ha-magif ha-avor haya ein b'riyat zara b'chaverta b'lav hachim kol shakeim b'chorin dolim v'ilu chas v'sholom nech le'echon mehem avo pishim v'vada hea gomli mo mehem chesed g'darka mikol mokam yesh v'yesh hea proxim piyam b'dabri ma'alon ulismon. You see, if people would have gotten sick from the yeshiva, then there would be a greater resentment of the fact that they're supporting this yeshiva. He says, what do we need it for? They're getting sick, they're bringing the machala here. It would have caused a lot of resentment on the half of the Balabatim if the yeshiva students would have gotten sick from the pandemic. B'yesh, shayu poskim piyam b'dabrim malanu lispol olachevim ulolim halalu yeshuvu ish lebeso. He says, let them go home. What do we need them for? This, potentially, they could have said this, says the Chasim Sofer. V'chayah Chasim Shalom diburim ke'elul orer din al kihila. This would have been a kitrug on the kihila, that they would have spoken this way, in a negative way, towards the support of the yeshiva. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chofet b'tzotkom al ken Yohiv Eina Pikikalaval Yishlam Shum Choli Rifya Be'elu. So Hashem knew that this could be a possibility of the attitude of the people in the Kehila, if this would happen, and therefore he made sure he had an extra shmira on the students of the yeshiva that they shouldn't get sick. That's what the Chasim Sofer writes. Kirachim Aval Bonim. V'richem Hashem al yirev haynu bachurim lomdei Torah shezacharnu v'atam ki hu yodan tzreinu sherekilim liftzos pev l'dabar dvorm shaloke hogan. He says, because the Hashem knows that if things would have been different, then the Balabatim would have spoken negatively about and resentfully about the whole of the yeshiva being there in the community. And Hashem realized that could happen, and therefore he protected them. Okay, Chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yireyav Lo Poga Behem HaCholi Klal V'Yachlimim Yichya Oysom. So that's the words of the Chasim Sofer. It's a fascinating perspective that the Chasim Sofer had on this, on why, you know, on what he's saying regarding the boys of the yeshiva, and yeah. Okay, so that's the other thing I want. So the first thing I wanted to tell you about his psak about the Bikas HaGomel, and which I didn't show you yet, but I found it now. It's on page 12. On page 12, on the right side, the paragraph that begins Vihine. He says that he says Vinei Achenu Bnei Yisrael Ovar Alolam Nikshav Magefa Koshav Yesh Mekom Shemesu Rabim Lalofim Revavot Yekom Mokom Hanisharim Vimheim Misaim Ad Mechuyovim Vitein Shevach Vahidoya. The people that survived the pandemic have to give Shevach Vahidoya Al Shehem Plitei Sridei HaMagefa Ki Anachnu Lod Mab Rav Tuvo Aleinu Ki Ma'ad Ma'ad Mizeh HaMesim BaMagefa Vol Pamachas El Meshach Zman. Many got better. They got sick and they got better. And that's what the Chasim Sofer says. So those are the two things that the Chasim Sofer writes. Plus all the drush that he says. The Chasim Sofer was a tremendous leader of Klal Yisrael. You know, he was the leader of the community. He was the Posek Hador. He had a yeshiva. It was a tremendous person, the Chasim Sofer. It was very. So that was the so the first thing we saw today was the Rebbe Kivegas Takanas for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and the second thing we're seeing now is the Chasim Sofer's drasha. Now the third thing is Rav Shlomo Kluger, Ha'elif Lucha Shlomo, where he has a tshuva about, this tshuva is about Tisha B'Av, about fasting on Tisha B'Av during the pandemic, on page 16. Rashi Rav Yisrael Halpern, Yon Tanis Tisha B'Av, Shehor Amorim, Beis HaCholi Ra, Ratzalom HaShalom L'Sanos, Some say they shouldn't fast. Ve'echad hechmir lisanus ke'eshalo l'shamalo. Rotsa l'gzor kama tanesim l'tshuva. And one person didn't follow, and he was Masana. So different things about, you know, about the suffix sakana, the kasha suffix sakana, muta lo machmir. In other words, are you allowed to be machmir in the suffix sakana? He says, Masana's been the rice again with Yom Kippur. He says, one thing is Yom Kippur, so that's. Again, even that's not so pashut, but it's Tisha B'Av. Yom Kippur is a deraisa. Maybe you know certain situations. You know, it takes a lot to pat you from Yom Kippur, but Tisha B'Av is the Rabbanon. So for sure, also lahachmir in a suffix sakana. But then the thing I wanted to show you, someone put this down in the Sefer and the academics, that what's considered, how long is it still considered a suffix sakana? So again. It's hard to just make rules like this, and what he said in his case doesn't necessarily apply, but he wants to say over here, on page 17, on the right side, the arrow, he says, that gam kol shelo shokta hara lamid yom ritzufim havi bichlal sofik sakana. He says that if we didn't have 30 days that it stopped, then it's still a sofik sakana. Now, one could ask, does that mean it stopped in your locale? I mean, it could be that, you know, it's in still all the locations, especially Bizman Hazeh, that there's people could travel and things like that. So, you know, in his time, it was less travel than it is today. I mean, but he says he wants that there should be 30 days, that it should be... that it stopped, and then he says he considers it not a suffix sakana anymore. So again, he's not discussing, so what about in the situation where, you know, you have multiple places, that some places, you know, pretty much stopped, but there's still other places not. But in other words, there has to be, that's how he writes it. The chol shelo shoktaha hara'a Lamed Yom Ritzufim, that if it didn't stop for 30 consecutive days, it's still Bechlal Sofek Sakana. Okay, that was another thing. Then I wanted to show you from the Sefer Mekor Baruch, on page 24, is the Mekor Baruch, that's the Baal Torah Tamima. And he has fascinating things in it. In fact, just today, in the Yoredeish year, I quoted from it. So there's a famous maisa that people say over about the in Tafsh Reish Lamed, on page 25. In Tafsh, when there was the pandemic there, Tafsh Reish Lamed, and how Yisrael Salanter dealt with it. He says, again, just because there's a way he dealt with it doesn't mean that that's the same metzias for our Yom Kippur. Again, you understand that's not you can't just say, oh, this is what he said in this time. Every pandemic is different and every part of the pandemic could be different. But he says, in Tafra Ishlamet, Mishon HaShe'er, Acholi Rav, page 25, where I put the arrow, the next paragraph, where it says Hadavar Hayom B'Shnas Tafrei Shlam Shoshar Eres Acholi Sholat B'Vilna Bregis B'Shalom Chol Tokvu Garoso V'Igzor Al Yomim V'Asmal V'Yarba Chalolim U'Mot Kufaso Hayu Kotche Elo V'Tishrei Rofim Kulam Shabir V'Yehudim Keidim Yehudim Echlitu Po V'Goz Shalolus. So people said Echlitu Po Echad. So there was a thing about maybe not fasting. The Kamuvan, lo kol kach benekel haya l'chol am mekabel gzeir zu aleim. You know, it's not so simple that everyone's not going to fast on Yom Kippur. So look at what it says here. V'az Allah habamosa. See the bottom paragraph for Oz, on page 25. For Oz, Olam Amosu Beis Knesset Agodol de Vilna. Achar Tefilah Shachris. So after Shachris, Hagon Hanod the Rabbi Yisrael Salata got on the bima. Vito Shnei Mori Hara, and together with two other Chashav Rabbanim in Vilna, V'yikra Beregesh. So this is what he said publicly. He says, B'shem Hashem V'rishus Toraseinu Hagdosha, Asher Inda Atara L'chol Mitzvaseh, V'mitzvah Achas Yisodis, Reishis U'klolis V'chai Bohem. He said, the Torah gives us the mitzvah V'chai Bohem, V'losha Yomus Bohem, Anu Matirim. You know, it's a Hey, Anu Matirim, like we say, Anu Matirim L'spalo L'mar V'aryonu, Anu Matirim Shalo L'sadis Hayom. He says we're being giving a clue, a heter not to fast today. And then they wanted to make it serious. Kubel haroso halacha lemaisa. So Yisrael Salanta wanted to make sure that people would take it seriously. Lokach kos yayin. He took a cup of wine. The kaddish alav, and he made kiddush, and he drank from it. V'yishnu b'menuhu u'more hara. And then they had some pieces of cake afterwards. So this was the famous Maisa. Then it says, I mean, everyone was like, imagine that, if somebody would do that, you know, everyone was like panic-stricken, you know, What just happened? It's Yom Kippur. Yemes Hashem l'charada yishlo diber dover v'lohem rosh kol echa nafsho avelo olav v'mistarim yishpach d'mos roscha shashachmiru olibo v'yasu v'chedek l'lucho v'nishmosu l'otzar l'matke nefesh en keitz v'arovim tzivu v'yisir v'asora achar asora omniya sa'atz. And everyone was like frantic, and the doctor said it's not good to be sad on during the pandemic. That could cause greater problems. And then everyone, you know, made the news. You know, got it spread through Vilna. Now, if you look at the Sefer Emes LeYaakov, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. This is a sefer on Arba Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. So he writes here on page 28. So he quotes the Maisa. He says, look at the second paragraph where I put the arrow on page 28. The paragraph will be on Sipur Li Hagon Reb David. Sipur Li Hagon Reb David Leibowitz. That's the Rav Henoch Leibowitz's father, Rav David Leibowitz. Shashavahu Sipur Zebi Baal Chofetz Chaim. That he said he heard Rav David Leibowitz, he was related to the Chofetz Chaim. That's how they started the Chofetz Chaim Yeshiva in Queens and everything. Because Rav David Leibowitz is from the Chofetz Chaim. So he said from here, from the Chavetz Chaim, Shemeshah Shehitir Hagon Rav Yisrael Salanta, the Taba Atzma Beis Knesses Bevilna. He said that afterwards, his Miniu LeBezdin the Kalkodesh Vilna. In other words, he was summoned to the Bezdin of Vilna. V'donu Sham Eza Onesh and Yeshua Al Shehorah Befarhes Shehorah Kazu V'lo Nimlach BeBezdin. In other words, they felt that it was not proper what he did. That he's a chash of a person, but he should have spoken to the official bezdin of the kehila before he went ahead and did that. The Omer, but then the response here is very Omer Hagri Agron Yisrael Lahem Shim Heim Yachlito Odoso Eze Onash. But then he said that if they put an onash on him. Yifsol kol ha-gitin shenichtav be-bezdin zeh. He said that all the gitin that the bezdin write will be compulsory, because v'hikshel lehem kushi atzuma, he had some taina on how they were doing gitin in the bezdin. I'll say it again. Man shanogim keis b'chol mokum l'sader have written b'chol Yisrael. V'amal lehem shekol z'man shalu yitartzu k'yosiyoso. As long as they can't answer his kasha, eina b'cholim mo'odsho. His answer, where Rav Yaakov was saying that he felt he was greater than them and he doesn't have to get permission from them. Obviously, he must have a teretz also to the kasha from Gittin. He says the Yerushalmi says that if a person has to be nishal, or is to a pikuach nevashayla, like Rav Shecht always says, that the Rav should have taught them already from before, so that, you know, is a reza maguna, so therefore he didn't want to ask. Okay, so a bit of bizayin that they didn't. Like Rav Shechter said, they didn't already make the psak from before, so therefore he didn't ask them. Okay, whatever the case may be. But it wasn't a simple matter. You know, people don't realize the first part of the story, that he made that proclamation, is more famous than the fact that what happened afterwards, that there was a backlash to this story. Okay. The other thing I wanted to show you is the Chasam Sofer's tshuva. The Chasam Sofer has a fascinating tshuva. Tshuva Kuf Beis. He says about Kiddush Levana in the time of the pandemic. He says, "Yikrosu Yiyana Yom Erev Shabbos Kodesh Avar Bidar Mashiira Bikila So Kodesh Kislev." He says the Chodesh Kislev Nichsa Hayareach. The moon was covered. And they wanted to do Kiddush Levana. V'yad ki b'nasein ha'amem kola kolera shalot sham v'ei sehi v'kvar ira kein b'chodesh kislev sh'nas tov kuf tzari alef k'yav kein b'shlitas ha'choli hi v'lo tov haya achruso oz al kein zochlu v'radu v'staru harbe b'kiso ha'levana. So people were very upset. You know, people want to do Kiddush Levana. So they were very upset that the Yareach was Mechusa. Uvelel Tezvov, Achar Chatzi Chof Tez Yud Beis Tavshin Tzad Gil, Nires Ktsas V'Harbe Anoshim Yitzchil Uvar Prikas HaKodesh. In other words, this was the end, the last time to do it. And the people were about to do it. Uvelel also B'Yodim, Ki Chazrov Yitzchasim B'Ovim. They're about to do it, and then it got covered up again.
So they took this as a simon, that it's a bad simon, that you're not to be mechanish l'levana, and especially in the time of a pandemic, where chas v'sholom, this could be a simon that maybe something, you know, is going to happen as a result. And the Cholim is saying that it's important that you shouldn't be depressed, because if you be depressed, that's going to cause greater potential to get harmed by the pandemic.
He says there are different shitas of how, what's the end zman of Kiddush Levana. One year I gave a whole series on Kiddush Levana, and there is a shita that says that you can even do it the next night, Lel Tezayin. And sure enough, the next night, which normally would be considered, it's not the mainstream shita, but there is a shita that holds you can do it even the next night. And sure enough, the next night was clear as could be. And several hundred people made Kiddush Levana. The Rabbeinu Peretz says,
Hechsher Birkas Halavana. So Omna Metruva Dvar Shmuel Messiah, Lones Bar Laratam, etc. So, and then he has a discussion of the different shitas of, but he says that, that perhaps in such a situation, where was he going to say, and then he quotes different shitas, he goes through different the sugi over there. So perhaps he says, he writes here on the left side of page 30, in the paragraph V.E., the last line, that you could, he says, and he considered this a shas hadchak, that the people should be able to feel happy during the pandemic, and therefore be able to be kadosh levana, even if it meant to do it on the next night, which is technically, according to most shitas, already too late. But since there's this Rabbeinu Peretz that allows it that extra night, he permitted it. One last thing. In the Tshuva Me'ava, Loza Fleckless was from the time of the Noda Behuda. So he has a discussion here, and I'll tell you why I put this in the packet. This discussion of the Tshuva Me'ava. There's a famous discussion. If you look on the bottom of page 33 on the right, the last couple of lines, the last three lines. He says, Yesh kan chashash isu Torah adover. There's the famous machlokas about if a woman is supposed to cut her nails before the mikvah. So she's supposed to cut the nails. So what's the din if it's a Friday night mikvah and she forgot to cut her nails? So what do we do? So there's a machlokes between the shach and the taz. The shach says, "Oh, get a goy to cut her nails. She'll put out her finger, and the goy will cut." That's the shach, the kudas hakesef. That's the Rashi Tev, the Kudas HaKesef, that's the Shach. And the Taz disagreed. The Taz says, no, whenever somebody is doing something to you, and you're helping along, you're being Messiah, like you're tilting your head, to you're putting out your finger, so they should be able to do it. So that, the Avera is not only on the person who's actually cutting, it's also on the person who's facilitating the cutting as well. That's the famous Taz. So the Shach says, no, Misayeya im bo mamish, it's nothing. The person who's putting out, the woman who's putting out her finger, she's not violating anything. And the Taz says, no, the Shach says the only time we have such a halacha is by payas. That if somebody's cutting your payas and you're, sitting there making it, facilitating the ability that they should be able to cut your payas, then there's a special law, lo sakifu echad lemakif echad ledikaf. But by other areas halacha not, and the Taz disagrees. It says not only a din in payas, it's a din in other areas as well. So the Taz says you can't have the guy do it. And the Shach says you could have the guy do it. So it's a question how we paskin on this matter. But it's interesting that he writes here the Tshuva Me'ava. He writes here that here, look on page 33 on the left side, on the end of the first paragraph, the last two lines. Horesi He said that many times he paskin like the shach, that you could do it. Because, so what is it relevant? It's relevant for the discussion, the upcoming discussions that have been talked about in different shuls and places about having taking people's temperature before they come into to a shul or yeshiva or whatever. They put, because it's an electric thermometer and they want to know. So and some of them might even just put it close by, not even touching the head. But this is so maybe according to the shach, maybe it wouldn't be a problem because you're not doing any maisa. It's just it's being done to you. Or maybe it'd be worse. You have to see whether how this would this might be relevant to this machlokas, the taz and the shach, of a person that's just being mesayeya to some type of malacha that might be taking place. Question of what the electricity is, a whole discussion and things like that. But this discussion of the taz and the shach might have some, and you see, it's interesting that he said he always followed the shach on this matter. But not everyone, it's a discussion. It's not pachit. So that's another upcoming thing. If somebody's, because some shuls don't want to institute that every Shabbos or every day. So Shabbos and Yontif and Yom Kippur, this is going to become, in some communities, there won't be an issue. In some communities, it will be an issue, but this is perhaps part of that discussion of the Shach and the Taz, of somebody who's just being Maseya, he's not actually doing the action, what the status is for him. Okay, so these are some interesting discussions that from Rabbi Kiv Eger, how he wanted to the shuls, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, again, if I'd be in the time of Rabbi Kiv Eger, I would hope I would be on the Rosh Hashanah, to get in for Rosh Hashanah over Yom Kippur, and then the Chasam Sofer about making Birkas HaGomel and how he explains the hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the yeshiva boys were taken care of, so the balabatim shouldn't speak disparagingly about the yeshiva. And then Rav Shlomo Kluger's tshuva about having 30 days without the pandemic in order to be muchzak, that it's no longer a suffix. And then one has to see how the Rav Shlomo Kluger would fit in today. If we're 30 days in one community, what do we say? It's talay whether there's people elsewhere. And then there's a marm shik we don't really do. And then there's also a thing from Rav Chaim Brisker here about on page 23 that he held that for the rabbim, Yochid has to put himself as sakana to save the rabbim from sakana. You can look here on page 23. And then we saw the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, how he made kiddush in front of the kehila on Yom Kippur, and then they ate, and then how the Beis Din of Vilna was not happy with his mahalach, and with the whole thing of the threat from the Gittin, and then the Chasam Sofer's tshuva about kiddush levana, that the Chasam Sofer said it was okay that they could rely to have that one extra night of Kiddush Levana during the pandemic, so people shouldn't feel depressed that they missed Kiddush Levana. Unfortunately, the night that the week that my father was nifter on before Pesach, so obviously during Shiva I wasn't thinking about Kiddush Levana, and then after my father passed away in Vav Nisan. So then one night, I was looking down out the window of my building, and I saw a beautiful Levana. And I said, oh, it wasn't Mechanish Levana yet, but it was the night of Bedikas Chometz. And I said, oh, I'm going to be boiling the Chometz first, and then I'll go out. And sure enough, I I went out later after Bedikas Chametz and there was no Levana to be seen. So I felt bad. So I discussed with Rabbi Harfinis about what I should do. The discussion of the postkim, if you have the next day again, as we saw here, there are shitas that you could do it the next day. So the discussion of the postkim in the Bnei Yisachar has, whether sometimes when you have a situation where it's a suffix, so this Rabbi David Feinstein told me once, and it's brought down in the Bnei Yisachar, is that you can open up a Gemara, and you can read it from the Gemara, Derech Limud. Like Abaye Omar, Mivorchim, and then Mivorchim. So Rav Harfinis said, take a Rambam, and read it from the Rambam. And the next night, it was Yontif already, and first I didn't see it, but later it came out, and I did it from the Rambam. So for me, it wasn't a happy time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a pshara with me that it wasn't the full simcha because there's the chodesh that my father was nifter. But on the other hand, he saw I wanted to do it, so I was able to get in at least according to this Chasam Sofer with the Rambam, and I did Kiddush Levana through the Rambam, and that was what happened that night. And hopefully, I feel good. Personally, feels good that you did Kiddush Levana, so it should be a mazel tik chodesh that we should have good mazel. So you should always be able to be Mechadish Levana and have the Simcha of Kiddush Levana. Okay, so this was a fascinating thing that we discussed, a lot of fascinating topics here. So let me say hello to everyone. Good morning, Natan Bauer. Good morning, Penny Rapp. Good morning, Jacob Rapplin. Good morning, Rav Harari. Good morning, Dr. Fine. Good morning, Rabbi Levy. Good morning, Rabbi Meir Kesterman. Good morning, Rav Harari. Good morning, Rabbi Levy. Good morning, Penny Rapp.
Thank you.
Okay, good morning, all. Okay, Bezer Shem, tomorrow we'll continue. B'siyata Nishmaya.